This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu,
Anthony Braj.
And today on the show, we're asking you, with many retailers giving discounts and sales on their items, did you spend any of your recent salary on anything non-essential over the weekend? Get in touch with us, Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. What do we have on WhatsApp?
Raw. He said, try to stand next to the on sale sign at the mall. Also, no takers. He said, but seriously, you still have non-essential income to spend on non-essentials, not me.
Wow. Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people have that, you know, mindset as well, right? But like, maybe the essential meaning has changed for you. Like, you know, laptop for me, like I just recently got a new laptop.
Ooh, sounds so eerie. And this is Arvind's
home. This is Arvind's home that, you know, I think there's some construction going on there, or, you know, maybe,
I think it's the wind,
and also there's, you know, strong winds by the beach as usual, you know, so anyways, you know, before we kind of wrap up our numbers, our poll numbers on Instagram and also on Twitter, Arv, you know, you're going to be talking about Microsoft shutting down physical outlets, moving online.
Yeah, so Microsoft announced on June 26th, so Friday, that they will close its physical stores around the world and move its retail operations completely online, while keeping only four locations that will be transformed into experience centers. So a lot like Apple in this case. So the four locations are in London, New York, Sydney, and at the Microsoft HQ in Washington. This means that the 100-something Microsoft stores that were shut down because of COVID-19 won't open again. They will stay closed. The statement said that Microsoft will continue to invest in its digital storefronts on Microsoft.com and stores in Xbox and Windows, reaching more than 1.2 billion people every month in 190 markets. The employees who used to work at the store will now serve customers from Microsoft corporate facilities and remotely providing sales, training, and support. And Microsoft will also allocate $450 million, so about 1.92 billion ringgit, to cover the cost of closing the locations, which is crazy, right? Because we always think about the cost of keeping a store open, but no one thinks about the cost of actually like closing a store or transitioning a store to you know, to a different place, which can be like super expensive in Microsoft's case. I guess this is a no-brainer for Microsoft because they've been focusing more on enterprise services and business solutions like cloud computing, and only using their retail stores and outlets for stuff like Surface tablets and laptops and Xbox gaming gear. So the physical stores fail to gain momentum, especially with competitors like Apple. So Apple has its own experience centers and stuff. And according to independent technology analyst Neil Seibert, the closings are happening because the Surface business increasingly looks to be losing momentum in the consumer space. But also, I'm just thinking, like, I mean, it kind of makes sense for Microsoft, right? I mean, they are more software, than hardware now, and more soft solutions. The market for Microsoft hardware is like pretty niche, pretty small. It's just easier for them to sell online, I guess. I mean, I honestly don't know how many people who go to stores to look for their like Microsoft hardware. It's more like, you know, Windows or business solutions, cloud computing, which is just stuff that you can buy online anyway.
Yeah. And it's also, I think, you know, it's changing that four main locations to experience centers. You know, it's closing the ones that just, you know, want to sell a product, but then re-innovating some of them to just experience center and just buy it online, right? Yeah. Like you mentioned, they're a software company. They do make some hardware, you know, with the Xbox and the Surface, but, you know, as you rightly mentioned, Arv, like, it's not gaining much traction with the Surface. It's, you know, very competitive space. So,
and things, you know, people are used to buying online anyway, right?
Especially for IT gadgets, right? If, you know, you would imagine that the number one most comfortable item that you would buy online would be a technology item, whether it's a, you know, pair of mouse or keyboard or headphones or, you know, computer upgrade parts. You would generally probably buy it online, because it's something that, you know, you're buying tech and using tech.
And like certain things, like you can go through other, like, you know, like here, we'll go to Harvey Norman's, for example, right? So you can put your products there, so that kind of thing, and not have your own store because it's just too much in cost, right?
Interesting. You know, so get into, you know, thanks for all who've got in touch with us. We've got a couple of responses on Instagram before we wrap the show up today. Arf, what do we have? You know, we've been asking, of course, many retailers giving discounts and sales on their items. Did you spend your recent salary on anything non-essential over the weekend? Arv?
Yeah. So the Insta poll hasn't changed. It's the same 45 to 55. There's one from Bowen for me who says that pet food, not spending on non-essentials as limited funds. Razu says long overdue TV upgrade, end of financial year sale in Australia. So why not? And finally, Nurul Hana says shoes because it was on sale. Plus, you would save more if you buy more. Hence, two pairs of shoes.
Is that not Frida with just a different name?
Yes. Okay. And because you save on delivery.
Yeah.
That's my logic.
All right.
The shipping. Yeah.
Okay. you know, thank you all so much for getting in touch with us. Looking at the poll numbers, we're just wrapping it up. Did some shopping, 36%. No, but was tempted. Did some shopping has moved now. 37% did some shopping. Was tempted, but didn't do any shopping was 30%. And 32% just didn't bother at all, you know, for various different reasons. That was our main story for today, talking about, you know, the non-essential spending over the weekend because, you know, it's pay weekend. And how the Panjana could probably help to stimulate the local e-commerce players instead of just, you know, every other e-commerce players, especially the foreign ones.
And a story on why our decision making during COVID has been so bad.
And then we finished with Microsoft shuts down its physical outlets and moves online.
Coming up later at 1 p.m. is the Breakfast Grill replay. It is with Suresh Thiru, the CEO of Seek Asia and also a shareholder of BFM. And Seek Asia is a provider of online employment marketplaces and operates across 7 countries throughout Southeast Asia and Hong Kong. They're best known as the people behind Jobstreet.com. The CEO joins us on the Breakfast Grill to discuss how COVID-19 has impacted their business and insights on the changing landscape of the employment industry. That's coming up next on the Breakfast Grill replay at 1 p.m. This has been the Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.